Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Tell about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove between the demo and the ready room. Hey, come out Friday, June 3rd. There's a whole new shipment of vinyl coming in. New records from Panic at the Disco, Mavis Staples, Elliott Smith, Rayla Montaigne, Lake Street Drive, Tame Impala reissues, Motley Crue reissue, Pink Floyd, Paul Simon, and all kinds of stuff going on. So if you want a full listing of this, check out the event on Facebook or musicrecordshop.com, and you can check that out. So yeah, and then Friday, June 3rd, I mentioned there's free Four Hands beer going on. They've got record spinning and 10% off any purchase. So they do this all new music happy hour every Friday. So come out, check those out, and be sure to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for exclusive deals all the time. And also be sure to check out their always growing local music selection. Check out the shelves over there. They've got tons of great CDs, tapes, and vinyl of some of your favorites around town. And if you want to get your stuff on the shelves, be sure to reach out and ask them about how you can make that happen. Again, follow them online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, mateys! Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley and all the members of Fivefold.
Yarr!
Arr!
Pass me the rum.
Here you go, matey.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Wentzville, Missouri, hanging out in a QT parking lot with the guys of Fivefold. Back to the show, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Black Pearl. We're not a cult.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing, Shane?
Good to see you guys.
Shane, it's good to see you, too. You're looking fancy today.
For everyone who's not here right now, let's describe Shane. Right,
he's
now.
Got a gray, he's got a grayish striped tie on.
Yeah.
He's tall, and he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
White shirt, slacks.
Are those Oakleys? Yeah. You got Oakleys on your
head? I think the Folkleys.
Even better.
If there was a human version of Mufasa, that's what Shane would look like right now.
Yeah.
So, are you his Simba?
I can be his cub if you want me to be his cub.
Yeah.
Buddy, anyways.
No joke, that's my ringtone to wake up to in the morning.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's inspirational.
Yeah,
one time.
So, I wake up feeling like King of the Jungle, man.
I thought I could talk to lions.
Because I can be king.
Yeah. When I grow up, I'm going to be king. But yeah. I'm very excited to get you guys back. It's been a little while. I went back and listened to episode 30, your first appearance as a band on here, which without Mr. Amelon with us, but we talked a lot about working with Matt, and
I was always around.
Yeah, but now lots changed since that first appearance. The band's we have a new member of the band, and got a new record out,
mm-hmm.
and
Mm-hmm. All kinds of things going on. So
yeah, man.
But yeah, let's talk about that record. I guess Open Letter. Mm-hmm. What was that? It was like, was that November?
That's December.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's what do you guys? How do you feel that record's different than the other stuff?
I'd say it's to. I feel like every album is like this. We have a heavier song than we've ever written, and we got more poppiness than we've ever written. It's like each album that happens, but I think that's true.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty poppy.
It's a progression of ourselves in the band.
Yeah, and I feel like each one of us musically like pushed ourselves to an extent and kind of went out of our original comfort zone on the album. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah. I think you can totally tell.
I almost feel like we didn't even really plan to do an album, though. I think, yeah. Like, for real, like, the way it really went down, man, we had all these songs that we were like, we need to put these out. We need to do something with these songs. Right. And we just kind of recorded everything we had at the moment. And we're like, well, we're going to put this all in one kind of cohesive element, and hopefully it works.
Is it an album? Is it not an album?
You
hopefully
figure
nobody asks.
But for real, like, we decided this in, like, 30 days that we were going to, like, record and then release it within 60 days.
Yeah, we had some really, really long nights. I mean, like, I remember the night that we all did the artwork, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. We DIY'd every last bit of this thing, too.
Amalong and the chair were one. Like, I'm pretty sure, like...
I have these screws mounted in my back now so that I can just, like, sit. Yeah, it's... I need to put casters. Yeah.
Plugins.
Yeah, they're...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of sleepless nights for sure.
Yeah, but for real, we delivered the actual artwork to the duplication place within like a 3-hour window before like we would have not even gotten the CDs in time for the CD release show.
Yeah,
like we dude, seriously, like from I think the idea of that we were going to record to the actual release show was probably less than what 60 days.
I'd say it was within that, man. Yeah. I think we announced the show, and then we decided to turn it into a CD release.
Oh, yeah. We booked this one. Yeah. It was just going to be a Christmas show. That show we did back in December at Ready Room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was just going to be a freaking Christmas show. We were going to have, like, holiday. We were going to go out. We were going to, like, go caroling and, like, do all this crazy stuff. We'll probably end up doing next year, like, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah,
we were going to do all this just ridiculous stuff, and then somehow we were like, no, man, let's make it a record release show. Let's go record a record.
Shit.
Next week.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was stressful.
I'll bet.
But we did it. Yes. And honestly, I'm really proud because, like, in all seriousness, that was a ridiculous goal that most people, given everything we had to already going on, would never have even attempted. And we did it, and we crushed it, and
came out on the group side.
Yeah, and it turned out like it's something I'm legitimately proud of, and
yeah,
couldn't have gone any better.
It's an awesome album.
Thanks, man.
I really like, you know, it is quite different than a lot of your sound. I feel like, and I've said it before to you guys, but I feel like there's like some kind of undertones of like a 80s pop riffs and stuff.
If
the six stringers had their way, man.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's just like it's poppy, it's catchy, and it makes you want to, you know, dance. Jump around and dance. Yeah,
that's cool, man.
That's what we're going for. Yeah, feel like, so that's awesome. You said,
yeah. And then you guys have Darker Side of Me, which is definitely your heaviest track that I feel you guys put out, and I love it though. Is it the first time
Five Volts done chugs?
In that capacity, yes. Okay. I mean, we've done some chugs before, but it wasn't meant to be that.
Yeah.
Milk carton, we chug them.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, over and over.
Yeah, dude.
We're just
trying to take two polar opposites and then go both ways very, very aggressively.
I think we pulled it off.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I think we pulled it off. It's a very diverse record, I feel. I mean, a couple of the songs, I feel like, sure, they're kind of in the same like realm of poppiness, but the other ones are all different.
Let's not even forget that we have one of the softest, most emotionally charged songs.
Absolutely.
I remember driving home, I don't know if it was from the party that night or what, whenever I first got the CD, I popped it in my my car and I started listening to it, and I sat in my driveway sobbing, listening to "Won't Let Go." And
I remember,
like,
your post.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that's just it's intense, man. It's just but like, I love that you guys, and I said it on the last one, but like, I love how you guys are able to do that, like, where you go from one extreme to the other on a record, and like, you know, have
it's all emotion, man. You know, yeah. We're humans. There's nothing. You don't just have one side, and you don't get the other. Like, it's,
you always have a darker side.
Come
on. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I was gonna make a, that took me out of it.
I'm sorry.
You're all right. No, but it's, you can't have one without the other in terms of emotion. Like, they're whatever, and you can't literally, like, this is very difficult for me to articulate. Yeah, I'm gonna have to stew on that point for a second.
But I mean, I think that's, you know, that's us as humans. I mean, we have those ups and downs. We, you know, we go from one extreme to the others and stuff. I mean, so it's, I think that's what makes all the music relatable, in the sense where, you know, you're going to have those days where, you know, you want those pop songs and you dance, and then you're going to have times where you connect to that emotional song or the heavy song and stuff. So I think that's, you know, you guys putting all that, you as people putting that into your music and stuff, so
I appreciate that, like, that you like that, and the fact that it seems like a lot of people get caught up in thinking that you have to, you know, stick to certain confines when it comes to putting an album together or
being a band,
or even just being a band, like, you have to sound this way, and it's not true, man. Like, we could go and put out a dubstep song tomorrow and follow it up with a Michael Jackson cover or something like that.
Sure. I like where this is going.
Ain't nobody gonna tell us no.
We won't tell ourselves no is the problem.
No, we don't. That is the problem, man. Yeah. Once an idea gets going in this group, man, it'll just go as far as it can, as fast as it can, until we just crash and burn.
That's not even just musically. That's like in everything.
And that's why we're doing this interview from the van, is because we lost our houses.
Because of an idea we had. This album.
Crazy.
We're actually recording the next album.
Yeah, this is the studio also. Can we keep this mic?
Yeah. We currently don't have any.
We record the whole album on that.
This is actually not the first time I've recorded in a van. I did one with Pirate Signal in Josh's minivan, so that was pretty interesting.
But was it a Black Pearl?
No, it was not a Black Pearl.
This is technically not a van, so this is a first for you. This is a Sprinter. We worked really hard to achieve that name.
Right.
This took years of developing credit scores so we could get this.
Yeah, dude, it only took 3 days to diminish said credit score. It's a loose term, though.
So Open Letter is now available pretty much everywhere digitally, right?
In the galaxy.
Yeah. Worldwide. Mm-hmm.
And on illegal German music ripping sites.
Our stock is right there.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's interesting how that works.
There was somebody hit us up recently, like Finland or something like that. Come play Finland.
Finland, and the other one was like Spain. Like, when are you guys going to come to Spain?
I'm
like,
next week.
Yeah, next week. We'll be right over
there. We're going to hit Belleville, Illinois, then Spain.
We got hit up for chili, so.
For real?
It's a spicy white bean?
That's what I'm about.
The podcast gets picked up, like, I've Google searched the show, and it popped up on some kind of Russian or some, I don't know, some European website, and it was like, for podcasting and stuff, so
sweet.
It's crazy how things get picked up all over the internet.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Wild, and some of our older records, like, I don't know, just kind of a good one, I think, like, The Story in particular, I went on there, and I mean, it was pirated all over the world. Yeah. I mean, it was like in Brazil and Russia and Germany, and I mean, it was everywhere, multiple forums, multiple torrents. It was insane to me. Yeah. It's like, dude, we're a band from St. Louis. Why are you stealing our music all over the world? And we don't even have access to play shows where you're at. Like, what's that about?
Yeah. I mean, is that kind of flattering in a sense?
Or it is kind of flattering.
It gets to a point where it can't piss you off. Yeah. Like,
we couldn't figure out a way to pay someone to, like, get press in some of those places.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they want it, man, if it means something to them, I'd rather them have it than not have it at all.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, is getting the music out there. And if it is, if that message is being spread to somebody.
Like, I used to say flattering. It kind of is, because somebody never meet in our life.
Right. How do you know that? Oh, we may,
hopefully we play a show
hopefully
we
do.
One day.
I feel like we will. You know, it's one of those, we have the chance to never meet somebody and they're downloading our songs. High five.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, the that internet stuff, man. It's weird. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy that it doesn't really exist.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, since we spoke, too, I was wondering also, like, so Amalong and Benny, you guys guest spot on Skyburn White record, doing some guitar work.
Oh yeah.
And then Ryan's lent vocals to another project and stuff. But do you guys have a dream collaboration of sort or anything, or something that you guys would like to do?
I would like to do a duet with Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Man, I mean, there's always like, you know, like the, oh, wouldn't that be amazing to play with that guy? Right. But like,
well, you got Dan Marzella come on, do some stuff with him.
Hey, Dan's a homie. Yeah. We're all just friends, man. I'm just trying to, you know, have our friends have fun with us.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's always more fun.
Right.
With more people.
I mean, as a band, I haven't really thought about us collaborating with anybody to produce something Fivefold related, even on my own.
Unless it's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis would be sweet. I heard he's a mean heart player.
Yeah. I can't wait for him to come to a show.
Johnny Depp.
Honestly, that's what we really, I don't even know if it's necessarily a musical collaboration. As much as just a life collab, but
yeah,
we've been actively pursuing Bruce Willis for the last week.
Yeah.
we would actually, Bruce, if you're listening.
Yes.
You mean he is, or while you're listening.
Bruce, while you're listening. we're still trying to reach you, buddy. If you could just hit us back, that'd be great.
We must have called 1,000 times.
Yes.
You know?
It'd be really nice to hear your voice right about now.
We miss you.
One of you careless whisper cover. You gotta be
it. Sorry, it's just anytime we get a chance to. You know,
sure.
Yeah.
Gotta plug my homie Bruce.
It's actually in our contract.
Yeah. Hashtag Bruce Willis. Willis.
Yes.
Bruce Willis.
Liam Neeson's and Bruce Willis.
Christopher Watkins.
Funny, but separately funny. Yes, I'll take it.
Ryan said Florence and the Machine. Did you guys catch that video?
Yeah, that was super tight.
That's rad, dude.
Dude, that, I think that is what more musicians I wish would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's easy to get caught up for most people, like, you know, and, oh, this is what I do. Playing shows to thousands of people. But it's honestly, like, you make a personal impact on someone's life, and you've got more than a fan. You know, you've got someone that's, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's almost our duty to make that deeper impact.
Yeah. Give a man a fish,
and he will give you an ocean.
Teach a man to fish,
and he shall eat.
Yeah, anybody
fish.
That hasn't seen it, there's a video of Florence and the guitar player and the machine, and they there was a patient with cancer who wanted to go to the show, couldn't make the show. So they brought the show to her and played in the hospital.
That's
and
awesome.
Watched her sing along. And I mean, I was just like, it's really powerful stuff, the way music, you know, can move you and inspire you and heal. You know,
it's absolutely. So,
it's wild.
But yeah, it was a really neat moment. So, yeah, man. So I threw your picture up on Facebook and asked the fans and friends if they had some questions for you.
Bunch of jokesters on that internet.
Yeah, but that's the thing with some of these, like, you know, they're it's just funny the way either sometimes, like, they'll be serious, but most of the time it's just a bunch of
never. I don't know if I've ever seen that go legitimately serious, like, inquiry.
But I always enjoy reading some of these.
Sure.
So let's start here at the top. We got Lance wanting to know, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Oh, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, I guess. Hybrid.
Yeah.
You got to have the inner thigh comfort. You know what I mean?
Chafing is an issue being in a band.
Yeah.
And also just period when your name is Matt Benny.
And when you have thick thighs.
We have very supple thighs.
I'm going to go ahead
and...
Oh, no.
Wait.
No, I'm just going to share some white knowledge for everyone. Oh, no.
Guys.
No, boxer briefs.
Dude, hold on,
pools?
Man. dude, I know what you're about to drop.
Okay, drop it.
Yeah, you're about to drop the FB, dude?
Yeah, everyone needs to know about this product that I discovered a couple months ago.
Oh.
It is legitimately called Fresh Balls. Right. It is a cream that goes, that dries as a solid. And it will keep you in the absolute most pure state of existence all day.
It dries as a solid. Is there like a membrane on your balls now?
Hey, dude.
No membranes. Hey. Just pure, fresh.
Guys.
What's
membrane? No. Derailed.
Come on, man.
Come on, Coco.
This is a men's product.
Yeah. Hey, we're trying to be mature here.
Come on, man.
Bro.
I don't want to cut that out, Shane. Yeah. Sorry for my friend.
Is this amateur hour?
Sorry for this guy.
It's cool, man. It's cool, dude.
A lot of you guys were a bunch of pros, but...
Well, some of us
Most of us are pros.
Some of us are Co-Cos.
Yeah. But all I was getting at is that combination with just a nice pair of boxer briefs is where you need to be. Okay. Especially on show day.
I will
like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Can I have some? Do you have some extra to lend?
I didn't bring any, but I can give you an internet link.
Okay, cool.
For which to make procureness of your own.
I like fresh balls.
Oh, man.
He also wanted to know, and seriously, the question would be, what are they individually into at the moment for music-wise?
Ooh.
Some bands you guys
New Thrice.
I'm all about that new Catfish in the Bottleman CD. I think it's pretty tight.
Paris, White Noise.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop listening to that record.
Kaleo. That new Nulinga.
It's about to drop.
Down.
I like Hands Like Houses new record.
There you go.
Solid.
Yeah.
Cop.
Still all about that Third Eye Blind and Verve Pipe.
'90s hip hop.
Yeah, man,
nearly
still
freshman, man.
Yeah, still been jamming, trapped in the closet.
We were young. Thought we knew everything.
I still listen to that Bring Me to the Horizon album like every other day.
Yeah,
it's still like it's so good.
Yeah,
dude.
I can't
get over how great it is.
There's a lot of really good stuff out right now, man.
Yeah,
like music. It kind of, we had like a weird little like stale period for a couple years, I feel, and like things are turning around.
Yeah.
A lot of bands are putting out some really next level records.
Yeah.
A lot of bands are doing themselves. That's really cool too.
Mario wanted to ask if they had any pointers for up and comers.
Be good people.
Yeah, be good people, man.
Stay best friends with your band. Like hang always.
Out.
Yeah, hang out with each other.
Playing music's just a bonus.
Yeah. And if you don't spend time with the people, you know, you're in a band with, like, it's like not nourishing a relationship, you know, in any form, you know, and I just think that if you don't communicate and talk about what you're feeling, then you're definitely, I mean, you're not going to go anywhere. If you do, I don't feel like it'll be as fun as what we have.
Practice your instruments. Actually write stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Don't write because you want to feel cool or you want to impress people.
Yeah.
Write something that you legitimately love and you want to share.
Yeah. You definitely need to be a fan of your music. I think if you want the vibe to be right, you have to like what you're doing. And I think something that worked for us that would be a good pointer is that just treat your band like it's bigger than yourself, you know, and don't act like, you know, you matter more than your band, because really what you're building is bigger than you could ever be. And I think it's really important that you don't lose sight of that, you know. And I think that's one thing we've always tried really hard to do. So
push each other
and push-ups in general.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Dude, push-ups and orange juice
and push-pops.
Push-pops, dude, have led
potassium as well. Yes. That's another.
Potassium is golden.
Aside from all that, I would say the other thing is just vibes, man. Just when you're doing band-related things, do what you can to make sure everything feels right all the time. If it means, you know, you got some beers at practice, or you know, you bust out some black lights and lasers.
100%
whatever
serious.
It calls for, man. Whatever it calls for.
A little side story. My friend Andrew Frank has a comedian locally, and he has a joke about you know, saying he was like chubby kid or something like that, and his dad like, well, why don't you start doing some push-ups or something? He's like, Dad, I already checked. We don't have any push-ups in the fridge. You know?
I love those. Yeah.
Flintstone push-ups.
Oh, yeah. Oh, push-pops, yeah. Those are the jam.
Push-pops.
What's up?
One of them's a push-pop and one's a push-up because they had to actually keep the sucker.
I love both.
Which ones were the Flintstones ones? You guys remember those?
Yeah, yes. The Flintstones ones. The ones
I feel like they tasted
sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet. Dude, I like sherbet.
Can we pause this and go get some of those real quick?
Yeah, let's pause for station identification.
This is what, yeah, this is what we're talking about with vibes. Like, push-up vibes.
Sam wanted to know how many hairs are on Ryan's beard.
86,932.
Accurately. And there's a new one growing up, but I don't have a lot of faith in it. I don't think it'll last.
Yeah.
You gotta give it a chance.
Sure.
I got to, but I mean it's an unruly bunch in my beard. You know? It's cutthroat. It's not so easy to stay in there.
Chaney's chin is basically the land of misfit toys.
It is, yeah. If there are those who said that if you reach into my chin, like, your hand will be in another dimension.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Like,
I won't disagree with that, man.
It's true.
I did it one time when you fell asleep.
Yeah, and you saw, like, dinosaurs.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Chaney's beard.
Coincidentally, if you reach into his, it'll actually come out of mine.
Yeah, cool. It's crazy. And then you can create an endless arm. Because I'll just stand next to you and put my hand in your beard, and it'll come out of yours and then go into my beard and just create this.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Dude, how do you think we feel?
Huh?
How do you think we feel?
It was super weird when we found this out.
We're currently using this for.
It's
to
been,
develop technology it's, to transfer from one parallel universe to another.
To the next. It's been happening since we were kids. We just didn't know.
It's developed record. Science.
Yeah, we're going to need. I'm going to need you to sign in a non-disclosure agreement real quick. This top secret stuff.
But he already did in the past.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting super Game of Thrones on this.
Sam also wanted to know if you guys had ever consider becoming a barbershop quintet.
That's what we do on the side.
Yeah.
Wait, that's we're not that?
Meaning we do actually work in barbershops throughout the day.
That's weird.
A quintet of them, actually.
Yeah.
Thought
head
was sick.
Dustin asked if you would ever consider adopting him.
No,
Dustin Hook.
Yeah,
where the paperwork's are honestly already started.
Yeah,
I will sidetrack for like it has nothing to do with his question, but those dudes just publicly saying thanks because they hustle, man, and they do visionary media. Is what I'm talking about.
Sure. All those dudes. If you ever want to. See how a new business should be run. Just watch those guys.
Yeah, dude, they grind. They're super nice. They're there when they say they're going to be there.
Their
and the
work
product
is
awesome.
So far past top notch.
Yeah, they've been on the show as well. We sat in my kitchen talking and had a great time. But yeah, they just did that video for you guys at the last Firebird show.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Awesome. Yeah. So good.
Long story short, they rule.
They do. Visionary Media.
Yeah, check them out.
They did not pay us for that either.
Yeah.
See with the circle around it.
Next time they have to.
Yeah, right.
Copyright.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll adopt him.
Yeah.
We're waiting on a couple of visas and an immunizations.
He's just got to call
his high school transcripts. That's the other thing.
He's got to make sure he's got his tags.
Yeah. Garrett asks, Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Neither.
You know,
neither.
Pepsi.
There was once a time where I said Pepsi, but recently I had to steer much further away from Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I do like Coca-Cola, but then I also philosophically made the decision to cut both of them out of my life.
Yeah.
Did you say philosophically made this?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that
that makes it sound so much more serious.
That does.
I just made this decision. Philosophically made this.
She just picked
her nose.
I mean, I just
with a soft drinkily.
I like
soft drinkily.
I stole it. I went.
You expanded upon it.
I did P&P on you. I'm sorry.
Hypotenuse, man.
Thanks for backing me up. I was trying to make it weird, and I was worried for a second you guys would all got silent and made me uncomfortable.
Nah, man. We got you on this.
Y'all tickled me.
To answer the question appropriately, coffee.
Yeah, coffee, and
beer.
Coffee, you guys are for on the real though. You remember when Coke didn't they do that with the coffee?
Dude,
and Coke?
It was disgusting.
It was the
what?
Worst.
No. It was a thing.
It was black coffee mixed with Coca-Cola. Oh, it came out in like probably like
I bet they still have that in Croatia.
2006.
It's still just in the Cretaceous period.
I bet that's why Venezuela is like crumbling as a nation.
Yeah,
but they're really productive.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I feel like that is definitely the downfall to any civilization is when you mix two things that have nothing to do with each other and try to sell it to people.
Yeah, like cereal and milk.
Yeah.
What about now? They just got this. New M&M's with coffee in it.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Chili, honey, what else?
Called Gunna Happily talk a little bit quiet.
We literally just saw this, and it blew my mind.
We all know where your guys' minds are.
Dude, I'm stoked about it.
Chili Nut?
Chili Nut? Honey Nut?
That's like somebody's nickname.
Yeah, there's another one.
Chili Nut.
Salty Nuts? I mean, sorry, that wasn't one. I just said it.
Yeah.
Next question. Anyways, I'm really stoked about it. I philosophically decided to cut M&M's out of my life.
Dude,
Sugarly,
you're gonna pay for that.
I don't have any money, bud.
Sorry. You're gonna pay with a lot of pain.
Well, there's
suffering.
A few people asked the same question, so it was pretty.
Let's answer each one of them.
Yeah. So. Kenny wanted to know, what's been your favorite song to perform live off of Open Letter?
First of all, hi, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Nice to meet you, Kenny. Kenny from Iowa, man. Kenny Dresden. I looked it all. It's Kenny from Iowa. Awesome. Or is it Kenny from South Park? Exactly. We don't know what Kenny is.
It's my stomach, guys.
Favorite song live.
Dude, I'm going to go. Right now, for me, it's Room to Breathe.
I got to toss up. I have to agree with that. But my other one that made it very difficult was Darker Side of Me.
With
that
intro?
Yeah, dude. With the new intro, that's...
Whenever we play that, I just feel like this is my one and only shot to be cool.
That's definitely the centipede's kneecaps.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely, man.
Yeah. What was your... You said Room to Breathe?
It's different vibes depending on the show, but like
and how tight we play it.
Yeah, it's always after we play it whether or not I'm like, nah, that wasn't good.
I hate playing that.
Darker Side's rad. We came up with this intro for like our last show that really somehow makes the song cooler. We should have done it on the record, but it's rad. Anything But Lonely is really fun always because Chaney does this whole crowd interaction part. That's fun.
I like when you guys played the pageant with Story of the Year, the lights were like lightning of stuff going on.
It was actually lightning.
Yeah, there was lightning in the pageant.
It was expensive.
I had to contact my boy Zeus.
Shout out to Zeus, man.
But when you guys were doing Room to Breathe in with it, and like, I don't know, it was awesome, man. It was like so cool.
I love that song.
Yeah. Was the lightning was a. Oh, that was on dark. Was that Darker Side of Me? It was the lightning.
Was it legitimately light, like a graphic?
Yeah, it was just like a real dark. And
that was
like
Ready
a,
Room, what, I think.
Was it Ready Room?
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember there was something at the pageant like that, but anyway, whatever. You guys have definitely stepped up the lighting and stuff, and like it's just been
it's necessary.
Yeah, it's just taken the show to the next level, and it's awesome to see it become like a full, you know, it's not just a rock show. You know, you're getting a full performance and show out of this where. All this production value and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I think we owe it to everyone, man. Like, there's only so much you can do with your instruments and just going up there and playing. And I think we reached that part, I guess, of our show playing. And
it makes a big difference too when you have a guy helping who's like we look at what we're doing on stage as a show and trying to do the best for. You know, fans, so we don't let them down and stuff. And then when you have a team behind you, whether that's lighting or whether that's our boy Bobby, when they have that same drive, you know, it makes it better because they're trying to do the same thing you're doing. Instead of just like, I'm going to turn this light on here. This feels like this here, so we should have the lights do this.
When it's all a team effort.
Yeah, dude, shout out to actually just this whole year of this band because we've assembled this whole team around us now. For real, man, we got...
Super squad.
We have Bobby Autry, which is our dude that is responsible for us doing anything now, it seems, like, in a cohesive manner.
Yeah.
We've got our boy Scott, who drives for us. We have a whole lighting...
Kevin and Mike.
Yeah. we have this whole group of people that is pushing this band to be just bigger than a band.
Yeah.
It's like we're just a traveling experience now.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. You Thank rule.
You rule, man.
No, it's power.
Bye, Kenny.
Bye, Kenny.
Bye, Kenny.
You waited the whole time to say that. You knew that from the beginning. Before you got here today.
Did that answer your question?
It was good, yeah.
Nathan asked, what is each member's favorite song they've written and why?
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Nate. Nate Dodd.
Dude, I know what mine is, and I don't even play on it. It's The Reckoning.
Yeah.
That was a turning point for this band, so it has it has a very specific hold and like mile marker for me. So just because of that, like, because it was a big moment for Fivefold.
I can't decide though for myself.
I
can't because I attach myself to each song for different reasons.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to choose like one right now that I feel like is the most well-rounded and I did things that I thought were artistically cool, I don't know, man. I feel pretty confident in three songs for sure. They're off of the newest record, and I can't even choose between the three of them, man. I can't, dude. I literally can't choose. But as far as it, I would say Room to Breathe. You know, man, I'm gonna have to add a fourth in there. I can't. Oh, you know what, man? Just don't even.
Okay,
pick one.
Matt
can't. Come on, man. I can't
Benny.
Decide.
Benny can't.
I think right now, at this time, my favorite would be Anything But Lonely, just because like whenever I wrote the lyrics to it, like I thought they were some of the simplest lyrics that I've ever written, but then actually like listening to it as a listener after that, I realized that you know it was almost held a deeper meaning in that, and that's something I don't feel I've ever accomplished before as a songwriter.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Anything But Lonely for me at this moment. It'll probably change in a minute.
I'm gonna agree with, and it's so trivial, but just that intro guitar part to Anything But Lonely, when I came up with that, I thought, okay, that's something I could hear.
Yeah.
If I wasn't playing it myself, I could hear that maybe on the radio or hear that somewhere else, and that's like fairly iconic to me. And I don't mean that to sound self-centered, it just means that I was...
You're stoked on
it. Yeah, I was just a fan of what you were writing.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that actually sounds like something that my stupid self didn't write, you know? Like,
did you steal that?
Coco, what would yours?
No.
Oh, mine's All of Me. All of Me is the first song I wrote with the guys,
yeah.
And just that meaning about that song, what it's about.
Sure.
That's a staple for me.
That was another thing, speaking of Coco and stuff, I thought that was cool at the Firebird show that, you know, Coco stepped down, let Palk jam those songs and stuff. And how
still our brothers.
For sure, yeah. But I mean, it was really cool to see, you know, there's nothing. I mean, obviously you guys are still a family and stuff, and it's like, but it was fun to see, obviously, as a fan of you guys for several years now, watching Palk get up there and jam again, and it was just a fun night.
Ryan Palk is one of the most truest people that like I think any of us have ever known.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not very often that someone like technically leaves the band, you know, as a player, but then stays a member of the band.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that is with him. You know, like he may not play bass in this band anymore, but he's still an integral part.
Hangs out. We still do things together.
Frosty Mug Mondays.
Nope. Frosty Pints?
Frosty Pints. Pint Monday.
I don't know where
Bud came from. Yeah. Pint, mug. It's like the same.
You said mud.
No, not mud.
No, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
Muddy
or really cool. Mondays. Or really cool.
Mud wrestling.
It just goes back to vibes, man. And the fact that this band is more than just a band. It's a family. Like,
it is a family. Up. Yeah.
It is, man.
Something to speak on that, it's something that I've started trying to say, and I really feel like it's true. It's like the Fivefold family. Like, I feel like the people that come out to our shows, and anyone who's ever been a part of this, it is more of like a family. It's not like even like
it
a
is.
Fan. It's,
I would rather it be that way. It's
yeah.
And because it's all about the experience. It's not like we're not sitting there just trying to entertain you. I mean, yeah, we are. That's part of it. But like, it's so much bigger than that.
Yeah, exactly. These people change our lives. Just, you know, I guess, like, our music can help change their lives.
I finally got a chance to watch the video that the Visionary dudes did the other day, and there's a lot of crowd shots that when I'm playing the show, like, I mean, I see people, but, like, I'm in my own world. I actually got to watch like people's faces a couple times and see them like legitimately losing their minds. And it like it totally like, made me feel just it was weird, man.
Like,
I
it's
mean
bigger than
a,
you. Yeah.
Man, I got goosebumps literally when those crowd shots would happen, man.
Yeah, or like you'd hear the crowd like on
I've never seen some of these people like go that intense, and it just to think that it's something that we did that made them feel that way, that's absurd.
And it's people that I couldn't even I know that person.
There's new people that I've
Ooh, sorry, that just reminded me. So we were driving the other day, and there was this car. I think you guys saw this photo. Mm-hmm. It had a 5-fold sticker. We were driving back home the other day, and we get behind this car, and I see the 5-fold sticker. Actually, like, my fiance is like, you know, we gotta go say something. So I pull up next to this car, and I honk my horn, and this woman's like, what? And I was like, I love your sticker. And she's like, okay. She had absolutely no idea that I was
on the back.
That rules.
So that just, it means that, like, you know, as many people that I look out and see that are at our shows, that they equally have no idea that I'm here.
They just think they're a part of the band, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's awesome.
But I'm pretty sure I saw at the end of that video, she's on stage. So I know that, like, she knows.
Was it Angie?
I don't think he's gonna know her name.
I think it is. I think she's the cafeteria.
Either way, I scared the absolute hell out of her, and I didn't mean to. So, Angie, if that was you,
sorry,
I saw you on Olive.
And thanks for repping the 5-fold.
Yeah.
Gary, he wrote in with a bunch of these, and he was on fire that day with these questions.
Oh, Gary.
So, Gary had a little something for everybody. Will Ryan sing a duet with me? We can cover Ebony and Ivory. He can be McCartney.
Yeah, I would totally do that with him. Gary.
That's the contract.
He's gonna hold you to it, man.
What?
He's gonna hold you to it.
I'll do it. I'm setting in stone.
Okay. And then ask both Matts if they'd ever consider getting the Eminem characters tattooed on their asses holding guitars.
Bro,
how do you know that we don't already?
That's true.
That would rule.
Legitimately, I would absolutely do that.
I wish I was part of the mask, because I would do it.
Right. Can we extend that? I think it actually said Matt, Matt, and Derek.
Ask Derek, with his quiet demeanor, after he's done plotting to take over the world, will he use spider monkeys with lasers on their helmets or flamethrowers?
Dude, this is...
I will not use... monkeys at all. I'm gonna use the birds, man.
Dude,
they are plotting already.
They are.
That will come from above.
Dude, they are, man.
They think
they're
better
than
everyone else.
I'll fly and I'll
fly. Feathered.
I'll use the birds and I will use flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Unless there's new technology out, then I'll have to re-answer.
Are you gonna just use phoenixes, which are already fire covered birds? Or Moltres?
I'll use Pokemon.
Moltres? Isn't that his name? Isn't that his name?
What? Yeah.
Moltres? Nobody knows.
Yeah? Okay, it is.
Joe knows.
Thanks, Joe. Okay. Shout out to Joe.
Does Coco have a question? Hopefully there's one for Coco.
Yeah, is there one for Coco?
Yeah, will Coco have a Captain Morgan baby with Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that has you already do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's already happened. On a regular.
It's so many.
Okay. There's so many babies.
Yeah. And then he said, finally, when will we see them taking... shot at national tour, and what labels are scouting them?
Dude, man,
he went from like
singer.
How about this, man? Let's see how far we can take this without a label.
Yeah.
Let's see how much we can grind and get to where we want to get to without anyone else.
For sure.
So labels are nobody.
Good and bad, man. We've had a couple of offers that we've turned down, but we've seen people make bad decisions with that, and basically they were done before they started.
Yeah.
It sucks to see, so we're very cautious when it comes to those things, because we don't want to lose everything that we've been working so hard for.
Exactly. We kind of know what we want out of this, and
we know
who better can get us there than ourselves. I mean, once you put that in somebody else's, you know, hands, especially when you have contracts involved and a lot of money, you know, there's a possibility that none of that will work out the way that you want it. And that's not the case for every... you know, record deal, but I think for us, for what we want, you know, we have a little bit more of a specific vision, so.
Yeah.
On the reel, too, the people that can get us there the fastest are the fans, man. Enough people make enough noise, someone has to hear it.
Yep.
And truthfully, that's all we need, our fans.
Yeah.
I mean, record labels don't mean anything, loans don't mean anything, if you don't have people who want your product and want to see you, who will support you, who will buy your music, who will show up to your shows.
Yeah.
So that's really all you do need. They're your greatest ambassadors, they're your companions in some ways, yeah. You know, and just...
Yeah. Regardless of how you feel about them, but, like, there's a... 2011, I met these guys, Florida Georgia Line,
mm-hmm.
at they opened up for Brantley Gilbert at the pageant, and they hung out, and we talked at the merch table, and they gave me a CD, and I went back, and they came back in like a little later, and they headlined Blueberry Hill for 200 people, and then
I've heard of that band.
Yeah, and then
what did you hear?
They're very, yeah. very good.
Yeah, well, like. But right after that, like, so the, you know, Cruise came out, and it was like, you know, hadn't hit the radio, nobody, and we were, I remember people were calling and requesting and stuff, trying to get them on the radio and things, and they were like, oh, we're not going to play that and stuff, and then finally, they start playing it, and it's like all that.
Blew
like,
up.
Yeah, now these guys are one of the hottest acts.
They're massive.
Selling out, you know, amphitheaters and things. It's just like, it was crazy what can happen just by... fans believing in a song or
that's,
bands.
That's how it has to happen, man.
Right.
I think if it doesn't happen that way,
yeah.
It's not to say it can't and be okay still.
Yeah.
But I think if it happens in the most organic way, it's going to be the best for everyone involved.
Yeah. Sure. And it'll be real. Beautiful. And
I've seen too over the years that we've been in bands, the bands that we've encountered that had small label deals and things like that. You know, it just showed me that money can only take you so far. They might put you on the radio, but if you don't have real genuine fans and songs that people want to listen to, that money's not going to go anywhere, you know? So, mm-hmm. you know, it comes full circle. You do need to have fans, and you need to have music that fans want.
Sure. Yeah. Look at what else we got here. We got Gabe asked, what's their favorite recorded song that they have made or favorite song to play live? So there's kind of been a lot of people wanting to know about the playing favorite songs to play live. So do you guys have a favorite recorded song besides Reckoning and things you mentioned?
I really like Listening, like just throwing it in and listening. I really like Good Start and Just Close Your Eyes.
Those two
Good Start,
cool, man.
Yeah.
I think they're really sweet.
I still really like the acoustic version of The Story.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah, the strings in that are so rad.
It's beautiful. It's.
We have an unreleased song called Pickle that.
Released. I mean, kind of.
That's released, kind of.
Oh, sorry. It's on the net. Never mind. People can find Pickle.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Don't know why. Didn't put it there.
Yeah.
It's about forgetting, you know, that you put a pickle in your hand and that you made someone a cake. It happens. I feel like that's the most relatable song that we've ever written.
It happens in every young man's every young man's life.
Every young man.
The trial and tribulations of Vlasic.
Whenever I overcame that issue in my life, I really became who I am today.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a transitional song. You know, it's about who you are as a person, you know, and how you view yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
seems right.
When's the last time you guys did Baby Dude live?
What song?
The Baby Dude?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Baby Dude.
Next question, please.
Move on.
Blake wanted to know, how many cupcakes can Chaney eat in 5 minutes?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, Blake, go to your local gas station and try to see if there are any cupcakes.
Yeah, Blake, how would you come correct with this question with the cupcakes first?
Challenge accepted.
And I wouldn't eat cupcakes. I would eat all the muffins because it's more of a manly version of the two. Like, right?
Just breakfast cupcakes.
Yeah, but they're just better. Muffins are way better than cupcakes.
Can we get a t-shirt?
They are. They are. Muffins are... It's like a freaking cake of dough, you know, in a little cup, and it's like this
cake of dough.
But so there's no cupcake?
No.
All cakes are made of dough.
No,
and
I know
so are
that.
Muffins,
but why are cupcakes, and why aren't cakes just plate cakes?
True.
Pancakes. I mean, you got cookie cakes.
Pancakes, pants stains,
cookie,
bro. Pants stains.
It starts with the regular cake.
Yeah.
You see what happens anytime you get a food question going
on? So then, which came first, the cupcakes or the actual cakes?
The cake came first.
And then.
Way too much coffee.
Everyone. Bread paste.
And cupcakes, yeah, but they're talking about why is it a cupcake and why is it a cake?
Because
it's a cake, and then they put it in a cup, and then they call it a cupcake. It's a mini cake.
It's a mini cake. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Back to the task at hand, Blake. Set it up, man. Set it up.
Yeah, we'll be there. Hopefully you will.
And also, we only accept the finest.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm talking like straight.
Jilly's.
You try it, Emily.
Chris asks, when is Benny going to grow a beard?
Can
I say something really quick?
No.
Only if I can speak in your behalf. I want to fight for you.
Well, I just want to say that I once was a pretty big supporter of Ryan's beard, so in a sense, I claim his beard to be partly mine.
I'm gonna back him up on this. You know, there was a time, big changes are weird for me. You know, I was really scared to actually grow out the beard. I thought it would look really, really bad. And Matt was like, dude, just do it, man. And then he was the same one that was like, grow out the mustache, man. If you're going to have a beard, you got to have a big mustache.
I had to fight him with the underneath.
Yeah, he told me to let that grow out.
No, I'm not doing it. He did all of it.
Yeah, you know what? And so without Matt Benny's support for my beard, I wouldn't have a beard today. So he did grow a beard. He grew a beard. If there was a gardener, a nurturer of the beard, it would be Matt Benny. Thank you, Matt Benny.
Hey, Chris, suck it.
Chris, why don't you stop growing a beard?
Damn. Ooh. He's stepping to the table. Hope you brought a mirror because you better watch yourself.
Chris Coleman, right there.
Yeah.
Bro.
Whoa. Yeah. All right. Okay. There's that.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Hi, Chris Coleman.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. Why don't you flex some more?
Well, I guess we'll.
Hey-ho.
I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up so you guys can get along on your way to your
Columbia.
South
America.
Going to Chile.
Got a new version of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on our hands here.
It's just fly. Dude, it is fire. It is a dope freaking tune.
Yeah, bro.
What?
It's on Fleek.
Yeah.
Lit Word. Fam.
Lit.
So,
good band from the 90s.
You can find all things Fivefold at the website.
Yeah. Fivefoldband.com.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. We're everywhere.
YouTube.
And, climbing in your window, snatching your people up.
You guys got some new summer merch available.
Beach balls.
Yeah,
be
online soon.
We got these gnarly glasses that I'm wearing right now.
It's funny about that about word gnarly shorts. Is at one point it was meant to depict something bad. And now it's good.
It's good.
So every time you say something's gnarly, I feel like you're talking crap on it.
I got some sick glasses.
Fight the power, dude.
These glasses suck so much, man. Buy them.
Buy them all.
They suck, but
we don't
need
want them.
They suck so good.
Dude,
what?
What are you?
Okay.
Why do you guys take it that way?
Why do you say things that can be taken that way?
Yeah.
Man. You said it sucks, but
hey, welcome. No, dude, we don't repeat it.
Welcome to an hour of roasting cocoa.
The way we
I think we can start our own
charboiled.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah. Well, we can throw some tunes on from Open Letter. Have any?
Thank you, Shane.
You guys have any requests? I mean, we pretty much covered all of them in this episode, but any particular ones we want to play?
Everyone liked Room to Breathe. I mean, I feel like that's a good one.
Room to Breathe.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us, Shane.
Yeah, this has been
always a pleasure.
Thank you for boarding the world.
I can't tell if you mean that or not, man. I hope we didn't make it too uncomfortable.
He's like, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
And you know what?
Shane hates us.
Shout out to Mr. Bacon up there.
Yeah.
He's shaking.
Yeah.
You guys can't see him. You probably never will, but know that he's real and he's watching you.
And he's had a harsh life.
If you made it this long, thank you.
Yeah. For zero people listening at this point to our rambles.
Okay.
All
right.
Let's end. Shane.
Okay.
All right.
Back to
guys.
You, Shane.
I'll see you later.
See
ya. See ya.
Bye.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley, and oh, the members are fivefold.
Yarr!
Pass me the rum.
Here you go, matey.
Scurve me dicks.
Take the last part out.
I didn't mean to.
That was worse than Coco's.
Scurve me dicks.
I'm pretty sure Coco's.
What's a scurvy
right
dick?
What's in my pants?
I don't know that sounds like a good thing necessarily.
Scurvy dick.
Scurvy dick.
Do we need to do it again?
No, it's perfect.
Okay.